so he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, Bob and Luigi's bringing you the music. And this, of course, is Hot for Teacher from Van Halen, Band of Brothers Week, Max's theme this week. Eddie and Alex Van Halen. We wanted to hear some of those guys. You picked a song with a long A intro. Why don't you give me Running with the Devil or something? It's all good. Bob and Luigi's providing the music.
Don't get mad at Max.
What?
Don't get mad at Max.
I wanted to hear some David. DLR.
Well, then why didn't you pick the music?
I did last week. I picked Sinatra.
I've heard of him.
He's good.
Yeah, he is.
He was good. All right, I guess we'll, in our final full segment, we'll just run through every other topic that I had for the show today.
Okay.
Is that good?
Sure.
NFL MVP, it's over, right? It's Mahomes.
It should be.
Is it over?
You know, you hear a lot of talk about Drew Brees.
Yeah, but Drew Brees
I get
hasn't
it, but
been
he
good
hasn't,
for the last
His
four.
Last three games have been absolutely awful.
Just average, at best.
You're talking barely 200 yards passing, no touchdowns. Last night he was, what, 206 and a pick?
Yeah.
They still got the win the day, a couple games before. The Dallas game he was awful in. I think you got to throw him out, to tell you the truth. The only other guy you can think of is Todd Gurley. He's had a pretty good season. Christian McCaffrey's had a good season, but he's not in the conversation. So if I had to break
it
down
really
right now, if I had to break it down right now, and you go with the team that's doing as well as they are, you'd have to go with Mahomes.
Yeah, it has to be Mahomes.
It has to be Mahomes. I think it's Mahomes or Gurley. And I think I'll end up going to Mahomes because it usually goes to a quarterback.
Right. Always. It almost always goes to a quarterback.
No, it's like, what, 8 out of the last 10 years or something like that?
It's unfortunate.
It's just the way it goes. And he deserves it. Let's not... I'm not undermining him in what he's done at all. He does deserve it. But if I had to pick two guys, those would be the two guys.
I wanted to get into trash talk from fans because we've seen a couple instances where athletes have confronted these guys, the most recent of which was Marcus Peters over the weekend. And you played hockey, and you played at the Kansas Coliseum, where that was prevalent.
All the time.
Off the top of your head, can you tell us anything particular that you heard from fans, either friendly here in Wichita or, you know, in Oklahoma City or one of those spots?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of stuff. I mean, it's, you know, the thing with the Kansas Coliseum, the glass was so low and everybody was right on top of each other. And we used to have that group that used to sit behind the visitor's bench and they came up with some of the greatest things ever. I remember, Tulsa? It might have been Oklahoma City. We played them two nights in a row. The first night, they started shooting the fans back there with water. Now, I will give the fans credit back there. They very rarely did they ever cuss. They had a lot of fun, and they knew stuff about players. And I remember one guy
from... They
didn't
cuss?
Not very often.
Wow.
And I remember one guy from Oklahoma City. Oh, what was his name? I can't remember. Anyways, he was arrested like the week before, so they all had his mugshot picture. And they're holding it up. So he squirts them with water. So the next day we come back, and they're all wearing raincoats. Just little things like that. But, I mean, the one I won the Coliseum I remember is Doug Lawrence.
Of course.
From Tulsa, of
the
course.
The Doug Lawrence.
The Doug Lawrence. Everybody hated Dougie, and he played it up. But a good player. He was in the penalty box. I'll never forget this. I remember he was getting into it with a few fans, and these two guys dumped beer on him. So he takes his helmet and holds it upside down, and then starts drinking the beer out of his helmet.
Crazy.
But I've seen other things, too. I'm not going to mention the guy's name. We're in Amarillo.
Who was it?
Ken. He's a big defenseman, tough. He was only here for about a year and a half. But he was suspended after this for life because he had He had a fan came, was beaking at him and yelling at him, and he was leaning over the glass, and he knocked him out.
Wow. Got to love that.
That's so old Central Hockey League.
I kind of roped you into story time with Duda anyway. Then.
Yeah, you did. You
Congratulations.
Got
back to the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline for Greg. Hey, Greg.
Well, Jeff, I'm going to go back to your three-point contest with your old man, and I would actually throw down 500 myself.
Really?
Here's why, though. If you had to make 3 out of 10 starting Stone Cold, I'm not saying you couldn't or wouldn't do it, but your chances are going to be a lot less. But if you get 30 more cracks to make 9 more or better, maybe a few more, I think the further you get into it, the more you're going to find the range and the rhythm. And I think your dad is going to – first of all, make him put the money up front or you'll never see it.
No, I know I'll never see it either way. So.
Either way. Well, don't even waste – don't let him in the gym if he doesn't have cash on the floor.
I'm with you. All right, that's it.
No, the more I think about this, if you're given 40 opportunities, you may stink the first 10, but
exactly.
I'm gonna give you credit for finding your range and finding your distance. I hope you don't gas out, which you shouldn't. I didn't hear a time limit on this thing, but I like your odds the further you go into this thing, and I think you may hit 15 to 20.
Yeah, 12 out of 40 is not –
15 out of 20? 50%
or 20 out of 40. Yeah, and thanks, Greg. I appreciate it. That's a vote of confidence for me right
there.
Well,
he makes a good point. You find your range, especially after the first 10 or 12. You know, you find your range. You should
be
8
out of the first 11 or something.
As a matter of fact, if you don't get 12 out of 40, you should probably never do anything sports-related again.
I don't disagree with that, which is why I don't think it should be that difficult. By the way, our Cindio HRO Twitter poll of the day, which house issue do you most need to address? Do you have one? Do you have a project that you're working on right now?
Not that we're working on. Avery moved downstairs, so Dia painted a bunch of bedrooms. We need to paint upstairs, and we need carpet downstairs would be the two things. Yeah. They're not pressing, but probably two of the things that need to be done.
I certainly did not cover all the bases for house-related projects. But our poll today is paint and siding, which that seems to be an issue.
We did siding constantly. About 4 years ago, so thank goodness.
Kitchen remodel.
Yeah, you can always do that.
Yeah. Cabinets. You want to make
anything.
You want to make your kitchen look good at all times. Plumbing and or the bathroom.
Remodel again. I mean, you could do it everything all the time. That's a problem with owning a house.
Or finish your basement.
Well, ours is finished.
Yeah. So is ours. Well, we have a split level. We have our first basement is finished, and then all the way downstairs is just kind of like a utility room and doesn't really need to be finished. But I love our house, and we're moving, so great.
Are you for sure?
It sounds like it.
Every
time my wife talks about it, it's not an if anymore. It's a when. When we move, we're moving. And
are you buying a house, building the house? What are you
doing? We're building on our family property.
Oh.
That we now own and could sell.
Well, you're going to build a house on it, though, so
you
can't sell
it. I know,
but
we could be, I don't have to work for 3 months if we.
3 months? Yeah, that makes sense.
It'd be
then.
Longer.
I would hope so. I would hope so.
But right now, paint and siding and kitchen remodel are tied for the lead at 34%.
Yeah, those will be, they're all at 34%?
Both of them, the paint and the siding and kitchen remodel.
Gotcha.
Both at 34, and then finish the basement, because all of them with 34, that'd be 130.
That's why I was
that'd
asking.
That'd be 136%.
That's why I was asking.
So that's not feasible.
Well, who knows with you and your math skills? We've already talked about that today.
Not, 18% for the basement, and only we're getting votes in as we speak. Paint and siding is taking the lead. So
just like that,
that's something to watch. Would you believe that the biggest college basketball game of the night tonight? And I don't really know how many there are. But it appears to be Buffalo at Syracuse.
Who'd have thought that?
We're going to find out the medal of the Buffalo, is it Braves?
I don't even know. I have no idea.
I don't really either.
I have no clue.
But they're 10-0.
I could look it up, but I don't feel like typing.
No, it's probably the Braves anyway.
Yeah, we'll just go with that today.
And they're at Syracuse tonight in the Carrier Dome. Big one. You going to watch?
No.
I don't know if it's on, but are you?
No. Curse of Oak Island's on tonight.
What's that?
Treasure Show, back in Nova Scotia. That's Canada.
What, do you got some kind of satellite?
No. It's on History Channel. I think it's on History.
Is that your show?
I love it, yeah. My daughter loves it. It's kind of our thing that we watch.
Get a little popcorn and...
Well, we usually tape it because it's on from 8 to 9, so she's got to go to bed. So we'll watch it tomorrow, but it's on tonight.
Then watch some basketball.
I might squeeze it in.
Did you watch the Monday night game last night?
I did.
You love your football.
I do.
Even when it's boring.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the defense has played well. I don't mind watching a good defensive battle. I was surprised with the points that New Orleans has been putting up. They're still winning, but that's not who you think of when you watch New Orleans play.
No.
I mean, you don't think that you got Kamara in the backfield with Ingram, but he hasn't been the same since Ingram's come back. He's taken, you know, Kamara the first four games was one of the MVP candidates, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and he's still been good, just not as good.
Exactly. Drew Brees has not been the same. Michael Thomas hasn't been the same, obviously, if Drew Brees isn't. Carolina started 6-2, and they're just, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, Cam Newton. They've quit.
Cam Newton. I'm not a Cam Newton fan.
You wouldn't be.
I'm not. Yeah. I don't have to be. That's my opinion on
it. What do you
have
against him?
I just, not a fan. Not a fan of him whatsoever.
There's no reason?
No
just,
reason whatsoever. I don't
just
have,
decided not
I don't
to
have
like
something
a guy.
I'm going to, I don't have something I can nail down. I'm just not a fan.
That's an adult way to approach things. Good
yeah,
job.
It is. If we have to go through everybody, how can you have an idea on everybody? I'm not a fan of Cam Newton.
We didn't even get to all our topics yesterday. You want to come in tomorrow or today? You want to come in tomorrow?
I can't come in tomorrow.
It's too bad. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. It's The Drive on KVIC.